If you are offering financing, you are going to sell more roofs, plain and simple, or you're going to be outsold by your competition. I've got Chris Goville from Improvify, and he is going to walk us through step by step on how to sell financing, what other contractors are doing, best practices. This is a can't miss episode.
Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. We're filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach and the Roofer CFO, where I help roofing contractors learn their numbers, read their financial statements, and use them to drive their business. But today, we have got Chris Scoville back, and he is our financing guru, because I'm working with a lot of my contractors, and these guys, I go, where's your financing on your webpage? I don't have that. I'm going, come on.
You're in the headlights, right?
So we're going to find out how to sell this stuff, how to get it on your website, because I was checking out the saying, you had a great video with ProLine on how to set it up. So I want to, I really want to get into that, and maybe some of the best practices from some of your contractors on how they're using it, how they're selling jobs with it. Are they leading in with that? You know, this type of thing. So let's get into it. Why don't you give us a little update? Because I know you got a lot of new stuff with your business, as you just said, you're growing and growing. So give us an update.
Exponentially, man. Cool. So a lot of stuff to unpack. You asked, you know, how are contractors doing it or not doing it? So we'll touch on that. Touch on kind of like what we're doing over at Improvify to help homeowners at the point of sale with affordability. We've had a lot of changes this year. We've got a mobile app coming out. You know, so we can talk a little bit about that. But to answer your first question, let's simplify it for the audience. Contractors that are not offering or are offering need to do three things. They need to offer early, always, and often.
Yep.
If they offered early and always and often, what we're simply doing at the point of sale or the point of need is we're eliminating the pain of somebody trying to go find money, write a big check, take money out of their 401k or their retirement, not know if they can cover a deductible, maybe upgrade a roof from whatever the scope is to a better roofing system or a better home improvement system, no matter if it's in and on or around it, we can finance it. So it's really agnostic to all asset classes. But the contractors, Dave, that actually take action, offer early, always, and often. They get trained by us on how to present it properly. They come to us and call our deal desk for help when they need it. We load their tools into their ProLine. They use our mobile app. Are the ones that win. And it's interesting, I did a training today, a really fast 15-minute training, like 10-page deck, and I titled it, Dig the Well Before Your Customers Are Thirsty. What that simply means is this is, you know, look, your customers are thirsty. They need what you have. They don't want to buy it. Nobody wants to buy a roof. They want to buy a side-by-side. They want to buy a motorcycle, a new truck. They want a kitchen and bath. They want that stuff. They want a hot tub. They won't want a roof. They have to have a roof. So they're thirsty. Now, you don't know that they're thirsty because you haven't even met them yet. So now imagine the scenario, Dave, is John Johnson comes in and says, hey, I need to buy this roof. It's 25 grand. you know, I don't have 25 grand. You guys offer financing. And here you are as a contractor going, no, we don't. You have a credit card. You have insurance endorsement. You have a check. Do you have cash? No, I don't. I'm coming to you, John. I found you on Google. You don't have financing? No. Nice to meet you, man. I heard great things about you. You got great 5-star reviews. They go to Google and they type the next guy and they pick up the phone and say, hey, my name's John Johnson. I have to buy a $25,000 roof. I don't want to, but do you offer financing? Now, this guy has dug his well for a thirsty customer. And now he has it. He goes, it's this simple. Absolutely. I'll send you over the ProLine estimate. Click on the bottom. It's a soft credit pull approval. We'll be watching right here from the office to see if you get pre-approved. Two different scenarios, both very real for 2025. People don't have 25 grand. They don't have 5 grand. They don't have money for deductibles. They don't have money for repairs. So the contractor that is digging his well, and he's pumping water out of it, and he's just waiting for thirsty customers, is prepared. His team's offering early, always, and often in everything they do. They're trained. They know how to send the link in their pro line. They can send it over the phone, however they want to send it to them, no matter, smoke signals. They can take the app on the phone. Like, there's so many different ways that we can transact. But the ones that are preparing themselves for what is happening right now between policy changes and economic changes and ABC, Beacon, and different distributors may be increasing prices and they have no control of that. Neither does the consumer, neither does the roofer. We have to be better prepared. We have to dig a well and we have to be able to give water to our thirsty customers when they knock on our door.
I like it.
End of podcast. Have a good one, Dave. Love seeing you again. Like, <That's> it, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, it's we don't have to overcomplicate it. A lot of lenders overcomplicate the lending thing. That's something that I think we take pride in at our company is busting out the crayons for the contractor. And you had said it earlier, some of the contractors you work with have never offered financing. You're like, what do you mean you don't offer financing? You're like, I got to bust out the crayons, that guy, and actually really dig in to teach him and his team the importance of doing this and then actually how to do it. Instead of just saying, it's important for you to do it. Here's your rate sheet, go sell. His guys are like, what's a rate sheet? Like, they don't know. So we have to train them and provify on how to present this thing at the point of sale. So what are you seeing?
Let's back up a little bit, because why don't you tell us about Improvify? Yeah. I see your new little logo there. You get a little doggy on your shirt there. I like that. So
that's great.
You know, because hey, financing is financing. Nobody knows which one to use. They don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't understand how the fees work and all this business. So let's start with what you guys do, why you're different, and let's run.
I love it. Good. So Improvify is financing improved. That's where the name came from. Financing improved. So Improvify, right?
Clever.
We have three things that we do. We offer lending, training, and support. Lending. Unsecured lending, secured lending, commercial lending. That's what's offered at the point of sale to property owners. Training is my university school that we've built to train contractors on obstacles, objections, how to sell, how to market, how to pitch, how to build it into their CRM ProLine system, how to use the mobile app at the point of sale. So lots of training. And then support is client success managers that are attached to those accounts when they come into our world on a program, and the deal desk. Client success managers are human touch. They handle them from enrollment to client success. How can we help you? Do you need any training? Hey, this came out. This is new. What do you need help with, right? They're the people that'll bug the owner and the operators every single week. What can we do to help you, right? The deal desk is when somebody calls at the point of sale and they're like, hey, Chris, I'm here with Mrs. Smith and I don't know how to close this deal. Can you help us? Right. So the deal desk is an approach, very old school approach, to being able to call a helpline to get help. Imagine a lender, Improvify, that picks up the phone to actually help a homeowner and a contractor at the point of sale.
Amazing.
So those are our three pillars of our success. We meet with contractors. We make sure that we're a good match for each other, because we don't work with just everybody. We work with who wants to partner with us and succeed, right? And then we get them enrolled in our lending platform. We have a multi-lending solution. We build them into the mobile app so they can build it into their CRM tools, like, you know, like a ProLine, something like that. Then we invite them into school. And we train them. We do weekly live trainings on Wednesday. They're recorded, and their entire organization, from front desk Becky to your installer to your sales pros and the owners and the managers, can come into school to get trained and meet with us weekly live. And then we just get them up and get them success to show them how to go to market with this thing. So it's a really different and unique approach. It's a disrupting approach to the marketplace of back in the day. And there's nothing wrong with like these, some of the lenders that are out there. They're really great. They're big banks. Like they've been, they're big banks. They're big banks. They've been doing this for a long time. What, here's how big banks work. They give you a rate sheet and they give you a rep. Okay, go sell. Now, if you're a big dog and you're doing 150 loans a month, you're probably going to hear from that rep a lot. Matter of fact, you might get donuts delivered. He is going to pick up his phone because you're a top dog. But what about the roofer that only does 10 loans a year?
Yeah.
You think that rep's going to give any attention to the roofer that's doing 10 loans a year and they're all deductibles? No. We, in Improvify, treat everybody the same. I don't care if you're doing $50 million a year and have 116 sellers like one of our larger guys in Kansas, or if you're a guy that's got an owner-operator and his son selling, you're going to do 10 or 15 deals in a year. They all get the same pricing. They get the same classes. They get the same attention. They get the same email to come to my live training on Wednesday. Nobody gets treated from an upper to a low. Everyone gets the same treatment in Improvify. And that, it was a differentiating thing in the marketplace. And that's why I built this company, because I want everybody to be treated equal with the same loans and the same pricing and the same products. Everybody gets the same thing. It doesn't matter who you are in our world. You're all treated equally. That's the big difference in Improvify, man.
That is great, because you need to be trained on this, how to sell it. I mean, think of a car dealership, you know, these guys know how to sell financing. So let me ask a few questions that I've got here, which is first, what do we do for our website? Okay. We obviously want to offer that, make it front and center, make it clear. Give me the basics on that, what we should do with designing a website.
You know why I love doing podcasts with you? Because this is raw, unscripted, no questions. I'm loving it. Thank you.
This is going to blow you. Anything about this, man.
This is you don't
call
have
me the
to.
Village idiot, you know, so whatever.
I'm right there with you. I'm the head janitor, CEO in Improvify. So here's the deal. Okay, this is going to blow your mind. Most contractors say, I got a website, I want to put a finance link on it. Seems like from an owner standpoint, that would make sense. No. What we do is we build Joe's Roofing Consumer Credit Center on his website. So his financing page pops up, Joe's Roofing Consumer Credit Center. And we talk about the smell and the taste of what the stake is like, the financing, the benefits, how easy it is to apply soft credit pull. Maybe we put up 12 months, same as cash, 2 to 20 year terms, apply now buttons, soft credit pull, instant approval to $150,000. Maybe that's what we do. Now, when they go to apply for the 12 months, same as cash, when they apply for the 12 months, same as cash, we pull the customer's information, Chris Scoville, email, phone number. Hold on a sec, Chris. I thought that it was good to put my bank up there and have the finance link so they could just go to the bank. No, this is where people go wrong, Dave. We collect the data. Now front desk Becky or Tommy picks up the phone and says, hey, Chris, Joe's Roofing calling. We see that you're interested in financing. How can we help you?
Right.
How can we help? How can we serve you? Well, I just want to finance. Cool. We can help you with that. How much were you looking for? About $25,000. Fantastic. Our financing is going to come to you via email or text right now. It's a soft credit pull. I'll stay on the phone with you and help you through it if you need any help. Or you can fill it out whenever you'd like. By the way, Joe, or whoever, Chris, when can Steve come out? Would 5 or 7 tonight be better for you and Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Scoville? So I've collected data. I've connected with them with a human touch. Fast, speed to need, speed to lead. I got their data in the CRM and I know what they need. They need $25,000 and they're interested in financing. I've sent them the soft credit pull application link that Improvify has given me. I've set up the appointment for 5 or 7 for my sales rep to go out to the house to close the deal down. Back in the day, finance companies would say, put this link on your website, put this link on your website, put this link on, they'll solve all your problems. Here's what happens. They go, they advertise the big bank. people look at the bank and go, I hate that bank. And then they don't apply. Or even worse, they go, oh, I need financing. I hate the bank, but I'll apply anyway. Boom. They click it. And it says social security number. And the consumers go, oh no, I am not putting my social security number on Joe's Roofing's website. They abandon cart. They leave the site and they go back to their normal life, taking care of their dogs. It's called abandoned cart syndrome. We've all done it on Amazon. We thought we wanted the crossbow for $797 until we said, if my wife finds out that I bought a crossbow for $797, she might divorce me this time, right? So we leave the Amazon cart. We don't buy the crossbow and we never go back because it ain't worth the divorce. No, what we do, that's what we do. We build websites. We help people build websites that are consumer credit centers instead of advertising a bank.
Try to explain. Don't send people off your site. You've got all your manufacturers, you know, links up there and boom, they're gone. You haven't captured their email.
Yeah, and they go to the manufacturer's top list where it says, find a contract.
30 guys.
So they've literally sent them to their competitors. Oh God.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you got to have that so you can get people. I mean, you want to keep people on your website. First off, to go deeper, and this is a great way to do it. They're going to spend more time there. They're going to research this, and they're going to get the information that they need. So I love it. Okay, so that answers that. Now, you've mentioned ProLine, or we have a couple of times, and they just happen to be one of the sponsors of our podcast, and I love these guys. But explain that to me, how it works. When you're putting it on your proposal, I assume, are we leading with financing? Do we say, your roof's 50 grand, or do we just start off with boom?
Well, let's look at it this way. And I like to break things down to simplicity. When you go to buy the Remarkable tab on Amazon, they don't just show you one, they show you three. And one's 550, one's 650, one's 750. And as you go up the value chain, more stuff comes with your Remarkable. So now you're a roofer at the estimate. Hopefully you're selling good, better, and best and moving into a better roofing system. And then hopefully you're showing $10,000, $15,000, and $20,000. And right next to that, $99,000, $125,000, $149,000. Now, what we've simply done is shown the customer that, hey, you can have this cheap roof here for $99 a month. You can have this bed roof for $125, but you can have the best one with the best quality, and it's only $25 more. Mm-hmm. So what the psychology happens at the point of sale looking at an estimate is the husband and the wife go, why would we just want good when we can have the best and it's only $25 more a month? Now, when I say a month, an option of just here's your price tag is a price tag. Here's your monthly payment. Here's your 12-month same as cash. Now, if I present 12-month same as cash, low monthly payment option, $10,000, I'm giving the buyer options to purchase. If I just give them one thing and it says $10,000 and they object, where do I go? Do I then pull out my ace and go, oh, hey, we can finance that for you?
Right.
Whoa, no. The flow should be, hey, we're going to make this super easy and affordable whether you like interest or not. You can have the 12-month same as cash, no interest. You can have a low monthly payment option, no prepay. Or, hey, you know what? You can give us $10,000 right now. How do you want to pay? You want to use your money or do you want to use ours?
Yep.
Options. Always present them all the time because people like options, but none of the options should be just one and no. Because how do you handle that objection? No, I'm not buying it from you. Have a nice day. Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mention it. I'm an idiot. We've got financing. Are you interested? Well, why didn't you tell me that front, you moron? No one's going to the Ford dealership and buying a $114,000 Ford F-150. They're going in there and they're leasing it or they're doing it on a 72-month at 1.99. And guess what, Dave? If they don't qualify, where do they go? They go across the street to buy here, pay here, and they pay 25% for a used F-150. So they still need the truck. We're giving the options to buy the truck in different ways.
And this is something you'll teach our guys in your school, how all this works, how to sell it. It sounds like that you do offer that. I've never heard of any finance company doing that. And that's awesome. And that's why nobody uses it. They don't understand it. They don't know how to sell it. And I think that's tremendous. So you will take these guys, hold their hand, show them how to sell, and use the program. because
we have a universe.
Afford a $50,000, you know, $50,000 roof. And that's what we're looking at. This is why I think we're really going to have a more difficult time selling.
Yeah. Yeah. We've created a university. It's structured where they can go and meet me live on Wednesdays, and then they can go in and watch past videos, which are all beautifully titled, so they know what subject matter to go look at. Or they can go into the 7-step selling system classroom, or they can go learn obstacles and objections with scripts, so the sales manager can use that in their sales meetings every Wednesday. We've structured it so it's just live training support all the time, everywhere.
Simple. I love it. What do the contractors have to do? Is there the fee, and how does all this stuff work?
Well, we're not free, because if we were free, no one would get any value out of it, right? So we do have a nominal, little tiny investment with it, but we're ROIing that, so it's not really a cost at all. I mean, you fund one deal with me, and it's covered the little tiny fee that we charge for the value that we give. Look, you can go to any lender out there and get lending for free. And I tell that to people that object and say, hey, you know, I don't want to pay you the small investment, you know, for everything that you offer. By the way, my value stack is like this. So, and it's fine. We're not for everybody. It's okay. I'll literally tell people, hey, I get it. We're not right for you right now. Maybe you come back in a little while. Here's three lenders for you to go and go have a meeting with them and see if they're right for you. Like, I don't care. We have 5,500 people on our platform. We're doing okay. Like, we're doing something right, because we're doing something different. We're not right for everybody. It's real simple. You go to improvify.com, you fill out a little form and meet with one of my consultants. You meet with Eric, Don, or Alex, and we interview and say, hey, you know, how long you been in business, and what are your goals, and are you using financing now? And if you are, what do you like or dislike about it? If you could build your own finance program, what would you do to build your own consumer credit center? Oh, you don't want any dealer fees? Cool. We've got 7 programs with no dealer fees. So you could be a contractor and be like, look, I get it, man. I hear the financing thing, but I just do restoration and I can't build it into exact because it doesn't have a line item. Cool. Here's 7 no dealer fee programs. Shut everything else off and only offer those. I can do that? Absolutely. Right from your mobile app. It's that easy? Yes. So, like, it's different, right? When you go to a competitor of mine, they don't have no dealer fee programs. They have dealer fees from 8% to 15.5%. I've got 7 that you can use immediately, from a 20-year term, a 5, a 12, a 10, a 15. I've got a secured loan with no dealer fees. So, like, we have so many different options. If you're a contractor that's just like, I am not going to build 3% into my pricing, I don't want to offer promotional loans, I want to tell all those people that want no interest, no, which is silly, by the way, but we'll discuss that in training. We got that for them. So they get enrolled. Get their portal set up, get the technology set up, get the training done, and we get them off and running into the races, my man.
We're out there making our presentation. We've got some way of, well, that doesn't work. Here it is, you know, and we can do our calculations and so forth. Sounds like on the app or.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, you want to use a secured loan? Boom. Oh, you didn't get approved for our prime customer. Here's our non-prime link. Here you go. So we make it so simple for a rep to sell from a laminate or sell from their cell phone. Here's your toolbox. The lenders that we give you are your tools. The finance calculator helps you calculate an approximate cost of what it is. You press the button, you hand the phone to your customer, they apply. So easy. A caveman. Yeah.
Which I like. I like simple. Keep it easy.
I could make it complicated. When I built my mobile app, they're like, well, does it do this? I said, nope. Excel's jobs for you. They're like, that's it?
That's what we want.
Yes. When an electrician goes to do a job on the guy's hot tub next door, I saw the guy come a couple weeks ago. He opened up the back of his beautiful van. He had all these tools in there, wires and stuff. Put a tool belt on, grabbed a toolbox, and grabbed another toolbox. So he had toolbox, and tool belt, and he went to the back, and I never seen him come back out. Do you know why? Because he took all the damn tools to the job. He didn't take a screwdriver. And that's the problem with just working with one lender. Here's your tool. Here's your tool, your real tool, their sales rep that never calls you. With us, we're giving you tools. And then the toolbox is the mobile app. So you go into a point of sale and point of need presenting like a professional. Hi, I'm Chris Scoville's Consumer Credit Center. Here's our beautiful logo. Look, some of our customers like a 12-month same as cash. Some of them like a long-term loan payment option. It's a soft credit pull. Just scan the QR code. You're instantly approved in 5 minutes so we can see what options are available for you. Oh, you'd like to use the equity in your house? Cool. You don't have to go to the bank. We could do that loan for you here right now, too. We give our contractors the tools to help them close more jobs and help more homeowners at the point of sale. Period. End paragraph. Simple.
Problem solved. I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. That is great. I love that program. How do we get hold of you? And what should the contractors do?
Head over to our website. By the way, our website's being all redesigned. You can follow me on all the social medias. It's Improvify. It's Chris Scoville. I've got a YouTube channel with 376 training classes on how to sell financing at the point of sale completely free. Though somebody's like, yeah, I like this guy, Chris. He's kind of fun. He's got some good energy for 5 or 5:30 at night. I'm just going to go learn from the guy and use my lender. Have at it. Head on over to YouTube. Go to my YouTube channel. It says Contractor Finance Training. Watch all the videos you want. Stay with your lender. Sell and help. I don't care about use us or you use a current lender. Just keep helping your homeowners at the point of sale.
You got a lot of YouTubes.
Oh, integrate into ProLine. Integrate into Pro. You asked. Here you go. Here's your answer. Two different ways. We can slap a QR code in there next to the monthly estimate payment, or we could put the hyperlink in. Right where the estimate is. Oh, it's $20,000 or $180 per month or right. 18 months, same as cash. Would you like to apply? Yes. Scan QR code. iframe opens up, take your application, or click QR code. iframe open up, take application.
You got anything else for us? I mean, that's pretty clear and simple.
This is good. This is enough for people to digest. 30 minutes. There we go.
I love it. God, I love these short ones. So, but you got everything in there. Yeah, I didn't even have to talk. Yeah, that was great. Well, Chris, hey, it's always a pleasure, man. It's great seeing you.
And, I appreciate you, dude. Thanks for having me on here.
Oh, anytime. And so get hold of Chris. Use ProLine. Tie these things in, because I was watching that video on what you did with them and how that works seamlessly. So check it out, and we'll see you soon. All right. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you're interested in a new program that I've got, and this is about mentoring, not just coaching, but mentoring. And there's a difference, because coaching, you know, I could show you what to do, send you on your way. But mentoring, I go along with you on the road to success. And it's more of a long-term type of thing. It's a great program. I developed this because so many of the contractors, I know how to do this after a little bit of coaching. And next thing I know, 6 months later, a year later, they come back and say, I'm kind of wandered off the path. And that's what this program is about. So what you get two monthly one-on-one calls just to keep you focused and fix the roadblocks, go over our plan. We put together a business action plan to grow profitably without all the overwhelm. And we focus on that. We come back to that in our meetings and hold you accountable. And then monthly financial reviews with your bookkeeper and yourself so you understand the numbers. Teach you how to understand the financial statements and how to use them to drive your business. And then throughout the month, you've got access to me. When problems arise, we can discuss it. I can help you out. And it's been a great program. So I've got quite a few contractors signing up for this. And actually, we're going to put a mastermind group together with all the mentoring students. So it's $4.95 a month. I keep it inexpensive so you can continue on with it. There's no contract. You can cancel anytime. But if that's something you're interested in, go to my contact page at theroofershow.com. Set up an appointment. We'll get on Zoom. We'll talk for a while. Check out what you got going in your business and see if I can help.